Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, and today is a very rare and special time in our show because Justin is with me. We're in the same room together doing the show for everybody today together. We're within like 4 feet of each other. This is a very great celebration of sorts, and glad to see you here in person, brother. It's been a minute.
Likewise, Bruce. It's good to be here. It's good to see you again. Your office is, by the way, lots of familiarity, but you've made some updates since I last saw you, which I have to compliment you on. It's a lot of good updates, which I'm all about.
Thank you.
You're crushing it in your own right in your business, so it's good to reach out, see you here in person. It's also good to be back here in my old hometown, Southlake, Texas. So a little call out there to the Carroll Dragons. Woot woot! I know my pops still goes to the games regularly when they're playing. I know we're out of football season other than XFL right now, which I don't know if you've seen any of that.
I haven't. I need to.
I actually saw some of that on the flight out here with, the XFL, the Dallas, whatever the Dallas team was playing. They won that game.
Well, that's good.
By the way,
for that. At least somebody in Dallas is winning. Yeah.
But I'm really excited about today's show, Bruce. I had a couple thoughts for today that I think is going to really resonate with our audience out there. And the key topic for discussion that we're going to be discussing here today for about the next, 50 minutes or so, because I know we got a hard stop at 50 past the hour, is wellness secrets. Okay. Wellness secrets, wellness tips. It's really a topic that's near and dear to my heart because, for all of you out there, especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, or if you're a corporate employee, if you're a mother, a father, a child, maybe even a dog or a cat, I don't know.
How do you identify?
Are you binary? Are you gender neutral? I don't know. It's interesting because one thing that is constant in the world is change. And with change comes a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. And I can say personally that I have had a couple, certainly every day we're faced with stress. Sometimes it's manageable stress. But I've had a couple of points in my life where I've been faced with just an amount of anxiety and stress that has candidly kind of sent me over the edge. And I've had a some might call it a panic attack or a nervous breakdown or, anxiety attack or whatever you may will. The thing is it's okay and it'll be okay. As someone who has actually come out on the other side of it myself, a couple of times that I've had these spells, right? Like, and it happens from time to time. I've learned a thing or two along the way, and I want to share those with you, especially for those that might, be troubled with mental health, disorders, right? PTSD, mental health is so important, right? And it's so important to our wellness. And so that's actually point number one, right? So in terms of a wellness secret or the wellness secrets, right? If you're to go through, let's call it a panic attack or anxiety attack, Bruce, I don't know if you've had your own spells with it at times. But for me, when I went through it back in 2014, it's actually when I met Bruce for the first time, believe it or not, everyone. And here we are. Now we have a podcast together, funny enough.
That's right.
That's actually a testament to, his coaching and his guidance as a counselor. He's much more than that now. He's a CPC designated coach.
Yep.
But also as, someone, speaking on myself, that if you take that coaching and you apply those principles and you actually work through those things in a mindful way, you can get through really tough situations. Mm-hmm. So back in 2014, I'll just share a little bit of my story, if that's all right, just so people have the context of what we're talking about here, and maybe get an appreciation for, you know, what we're really dealing with here when it comes to mental health and wellness.
Get that a little bit closer.
You know, we're talking about 2014. I had a job. My job was a W-2 position at a very prestigious company. I'll leave them nameless for now. But they were a networking IT company. And I was in a role where I was expected to do a lot of things every day for a lot of people. And, you know, perhaps it was a combination of prescription and non-prescription, you know, substances I was abusing, you know, which I'll admit I was, you know, doing a little too much of this and too much of that. And some of it was prescribed by doctors, by the way. Some of it was not prescribed by doctors. Perhaps it was the stress of all the deadlines of work, or the pressure of a marriage that was candidly failing. And kind of on its last legs, if you will, or not, you know, an unsupporting spouse, obviously that was with that, or the financial, stress of just watching your, well, not even watching, cause I was certainly a contributor to it, but, you know, financially going, you know, in the wrong direction, right. And which eventually led to debt and, you know, its own hardships that I had to and have had to claw myself out of for quite some time. You know, all of those things combined led to a pretty much a complete breakdown, you know, that I can recall. And this was in April of, March of 2014, to be specific. Okay. So in March of 2014, I can remember I was on a trip up to Sacramento, California, and it was for a work conference or work function. And I had, this point, had pretty much lost my mind, if you will. My wires were crossed. I lost my mind. I thought I could, I think, fly and all kinds of crazy shit. And
grandiose.
And I thought I basically, you know, could rule the world. And, you know, it's at that point, and like anyone's point, when you get knocked down to reality, you get knocked on your ass. And sure enough, that's what happened with me. Next thing you know, I had HR calling, you know, my phone and telling me, you're going to be on the next flight out. You know, we got to get you the fuck out of here because we think you're, you know, at risk employee. And I then went through a mutual separation with that employer, right? And part of that's because it wasn't just me. They were certainly at fault too. I mean, I found out things about their operation that I don't think they really wanted, you know, to be known public. And again, I will keep quiet out of respect for the honor of that mutual separation. And they obviously knew that mentally and, you know, professionally, I was probably unfit, you know, to be an employee anymore. So we proceeded through the mutual separation agreement proceedings. You know, fast forward, and again, I did that, you know, again, that was 2014. I was in a relationship with someone that, at the time, my ex-wife, again, I'll leave her nameless out of respect for her and her anonymity. And again, I'm not here to slander people's names or companies or anything like that. But she left, and, she didn't just leave. It was sort of like, I will admit, I pretty much self-sabotaged a lot of the finances. And I did it, as I reflected on later on, to really test her to see if she was in it, as I say, in it to win it or not, right? Would she be there at the end of the day when I had, you know, nothing in my bank account, or maybe was even in debt in some cases? Or would she, you know, run for the hills, right? And, you know, I started to make financial decisions to basically sabotage the finances in a way that would have said, hey, honey, you need to get to work, right? And sure enough, she didn't. she was basically relying on me and a leech in pretty much every way you can imagine. Again, that was her decision, whatever. And because of that, I ended up, I think, by May or June. Again, we're still in 2014 here. You know, next thing you know, I was finding out that she was, you know, having affairs behind my back and things of that nature. And at that point, it was like, okay, this relationship is over, right? I share that with the listeners so you, again, can get an understanding of the context. And I promise I'll have a training piece, you know, here today for you as well, so you can take some nuggets away. At that point, you know, in 2014, we began through the separation proceedings. I filed for separation. I then shortly after filed for divorce. I began all that. And, you know, like the typical woman that she was, who didn't think she was responsible for anything, she wiped her hands clean and she tried to run away. Or she did run away, basically, right? And she thought she was responsible for nothing. And thanks to my parents, and I don't think they ever listened to my show or our show, but you know, if they were listening, I would, you know, just want to say, hey, thank you to them. Because at that time, when I was flat ass broke on my back and had nowhere to go, my parents said, hey, son, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out together. So, you know, they helped me out financially. They extended a personal loan to me to work things out financially, or I should say to get the divorce going and all that, rather than going and taking a loan out from a bank, which is really awfully generous of them. And we started that. And honestly, after that, it was actually pretty smooth sailing in terms of the divorce. Within 6 months, the divorce was done. She owed nothing. So for her standpoint, it was like as easy as she could have had it. From my standpoint, it's led to a bit of a financial, pit that I've had to claw myself out of for years now, since 2014. And, you know, let's again fast forward, you know, 2016 now rolls around, or 2014. I kept thinking, hey, I'm going to, 2014 is when I left Cisco. For the next couple of years, I was.
Can I bring up?
Yeah.
Weren't you involved in that Keani stuff?
Well, that's what I wanted to get to. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for reminding me.
Thanks.
For the next couple of years, I was, you know, on several entrepreneurial ventures to try and make it work. And then I apologize, my dates were a little off earlier. In 2016 is actually when the divorce proceedings and all that happened. So I had the years off by a couple of years there. Cisco kind of started the whole, forward movement to, you know, another type of income, right? Or so I thought. 2016, we get separated, we'll go through divorce. On June 25th of 2016, I was out at Skyloft and I met, you know, an absolutely incredible woman that, you know, I still to this day, I absolutely love. We're going through our own stuff right now, to be honest, which I won't get into, you know, for the listeners out there, but I will tell you that she has been supportive of me to the point where, not only emotionally and mentally, but also financially, when I was making good money and I could have been basically, you know, buying her new purses and all that, she was actually insistent on me coming back and visiting my family and handing, you know, my dad checks every time I visited to pay down the personal loan and debt to them, which is just, I think, a testament to the type of woman that she is. You know, I went through quite an emotional breakdown. It was right before I met her. It was in April of 2016, and it took me about 3 months to kind of figure stuff out. 3 months of true, just I cut a lot of ties off, and I sobered up, candidly, because I had been drinking and all that before that. But just totally cold turkey. You sober up. I was in the gym. I was just getting myself right. And like I said, you know, it's amazing when you get yourself right, how good things do come. Mm-hmm. And it was about 3 months you know, to the day, roughly May, June, well, May, yeah, or two or 3 months roughly afterward, maybe it was 2 months afterward that I met this woman. So I know that good things happen when you make good decisions and when you get yourself right. And since then, it was a beautiful, absolutely outstanding relationship, you know, until, you know, you make bad decisions and then you go into the bad vortex again. So what is it that you learned from this experience, right? And what are the keys to success, and not only success at a moment in time, but I would say over a long period of time? Because that's really the key, is anyone can have a lucky day, right? You know,
Do you think you're more resilient handling your stress now than you were
back? Yeah.
It sounds like you're approaching it differently.
Well, because, yeah, absolutely, Bruce. Great point and great question. And I think because when you've been through something before, it's like you recognize the signs of what you're slipping into or falling into. And when you know better, as they say, when you know better, you do better. So having gone through this before, I knew I had to do something different, right? And you know what kind of what's going on. Okay, I'm slipping into this vortex or whatever again. Here's what I have to do to get out of the vortex, right? So for those of you out there, if you resonate with anything I just said, the story in any way, shape, or form, and it could be relational issues, it could be mental issues, it could be financial issues. I mean, we've kind of covered the gamut of a lot of those things. Spiritual issues are also part of it too. Here's the keys, right? And write these down. Take notes. Hopefully you're taking notes out there, because these are absolutely the keys. And I want to give a quick shout out to my, he'll probably be my lifetime fitness trainer, even though we don't actually physically train anymore together, because I think he's the kind of guy that he wants to give the tools and tips to people and then let them really go on their way and become self-sufficient, which is why I know he's one of the best in the business. But Mr. RJ Jackson, he goes by Raul now, by the way, Raul Jackson, out there in Irvine, California. He's actually a part of my small group too. But this man, when he found me that April, in April 2016, as I was going through yet another job separation situation, I can remember it was like, you know, yesterday. I was sitting there on a bench outside of Starbucks. It was just pissing down rain. I would think I was crying, and he walked over to me and he grabbed me, you know, patted me on the shoulder, Justin, you know, hey, and he sat down next to me. Hey, what's going on? How can I help you? And sometimes that's all it takes, is just a friend, someone that can reach out and be a friend to you. But he really took me in and he mentored me, and he mentored me in not only fitness, but in life. We started training pretty much every day in fitness, but it was not just about fitness. It was about daily habits and rituals to do in order to live a whole healthy life, right? And these are his tips, and I'm going to pass these along to you, but I want to make sure I give proper accreditation to the author, right? And these are, again, the wellness secrets. So point number one, and again, if you have a notepad and pen, great, take notes. And if you don't, quickly find one, because these are going to really be keys for you for the rest of your life. Number one, you got to get your mind right. I can write, he'd say, you got to get your mind right. And because he's Jamaican, right? He's a very buff Jamaican man. And what we're talking about there is you got to get your mind right. You got to get any screws you have loose in your head, any wires you have crossed, you have to get that wired properly. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to kind of move forward through the next phases of wellness, right? To become truly well and whole. Number two.
Ooh, how did he help you get, talk about that process. How did you get your mind right then, if you have any?
Yeah. How did I get my mind right then? Well, that was part spiritual, right? So being in the word of God, or at least word of healthy, productive books. So I started really getting into personal development, re-engaging into personal development, right? Things that are going to positively feed your mind. They could be personal development books. They could be finance books. They could be. I was going to Saddleback Church. Yeah. Which is a great church out there. And actually they're global now. So they're all over the world. That's a big part of it, right? Yeah. To getting your mind right. Yeah. So if you're good with, if you're one with God, if you're good with God, then that tends to kind of help the rest of everything else, right? Number two is core. Now, he was referring to core from a fitness perspective, but it really applies to more things. Hey, like you got to tighten your core, right? Tighten your core. What does that mean? My abs? Like, okay, yes, it does mean your abs, right? If you're trying to get buff and ripped and all that. And by the way, I did get quite ripped after that training with him. But it also means the core of who you are, core characteristics of who you are. Are you someone that is humble, that, you know, loves to help people? Or are you someone that, you know, is flashy and chauvinist and whatnot? And that's part of it, right? So they're not only, you know, we're talking about the core of your abs, we're talking about the core of your life, of who you are, the ingredients that make you tick of who you are, right? It also means like the core of your heart and soul, right? If you really think about it, heart and soul, right? Who are you? Are you at your heart and soul? Are you the kind of person that would give the shirt off your back? I'm actually in office right now with Bruce because I came out here basically with no clothes. It was such an emergency situation to come out here this weekend with a shirt that my dad gave me off of his back and pants that were, you know, someone helped me purchase, right? So I know the shoes I bought myself, but but I'm made up right now of, you know, people that are helpful, that have a good heart, have a good soul. So that's point number two. Point number three, body position could also be, you know, beats per minute in terms of your heart, right? But body position, right? What is your body position? Are you sitting upright? Are you able to engage? For example, when I'm doing a presentation for work, in particular, I have a great standing desk back at home. And that standing desk, it allows me to convey my message correctly. Also, we're in Bruce's beautiful office here with hardwood floors. I will tell you, if you want to really convey your message, hardwood floors are the way to go.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah. Carpet, that's great for starter homes and all that. But if you really want to be able to convey your message, hardwood floors are the way to go. There's something about it that naturally ties us together because we're all from a certain tree. And believe it or not, those trees intersect more than you think. So you really want to have an interconnection with the family tree. You know, make sure your body position is good and make sure you're standing and grounded in the right, you know, the right surfaces, right? Number four, inhale, right? Inhale, breathe in, breathe in, breathe out, right? Actually, that's number four. Number five is inhale and exhale, right? Breathe in, breathe out. We're just talking about normal breathing functions here, right? And believe it or not, and I don't know what the exact statistic is off the top of my head right now, but I know from experience, and I can look it up for you and give it to you after the show, or if you want to reach out to Bruce or I after the show, we'd be happy to get it for you. But people's breathing habits are actually quite imperative to being well. If you're breathing too fast, it's okay to get a workout and breathe fast because you're training your heart, right? That's one thing. But if you're constantly breathing too fast, it's actually going to lead to, you know, demise in your health and the demise of actually others around you, because we are all interconnected. So if you're breathing hard, well, the person that's closest to you is probably going to be breathing hard too, right? The last one for your wellness secrets for today is squeeze. And he really meant squeeze the core. But it means like squeeze, like be really tight and right about what it is you believe in, who you are, what's your why for the planet, right? I know for me, it's, you know, one of the taglines or slogans that I live my life by is to live life from the inside out, right? Well, what the fuck does that mean? Well, that means living from your heart out, not from what you see out in society, right? Because there's a lot of, I should say, evil temptations out there. You know, yeah, sure, would I love to drive a Rolls Royce and all that? Absolutely. But most of the time, I just walk to work, you know, because I want to have a sense of humility about me that, you know I've done what it takes to be successful. Or said differently, you know, this is going back to my story. Actually, one of my first jobs when I was 16 years old, I was working at a golf store. And one of my managers there, Supreme Golf actually was the name of the store. And my manager there was Corey Oler. And, you know, shout out to Corey if he's out there. He said, hey, you know, I will never ask anything of you that I've not done myself. So if I ask you to take out the trash, I'm going to take out the trash. If I ask you to mop the floor or, you know, I'm going to do that the same myself. And so a lot of my life, and especially in recent years, has been doing those sorts of tasks, sewing, stitching, mopping, cleaning, taking the trash out, but also doing the work as well to make the money. Because if you know you've done it, and you have done it, that, again, a sense of humility that you know you can connect with everyone from the janitor all the way up to the CEO or president of the company. Right? So that's really important to it, too. I'm going to pause there because I know I've covered a lot in the last 23 minutes here. Yeah. Bruce, I don't know if there's anything you want to interject on here.
No, I mean, those are all really, really good points. And, you know, like I said, some really good fundamentals, you know. And we had talked about 2 weeks ago, you know, as you were going through the move about that Maslow hierarchy of needs and how, wow, you know, you go through a move and how just that is traumatizing, because that's one of the fundamental, these are six fundamental cornerstones of wellness. And so even, you know, I always kind of rank things sometimes. So it was really good to see that. So, yeah, that's one thing I've always admired about you is you've seemingly have certainly on some of the physical things, you've stayed on top of that. I mean, you've still never drifted, in my opinion, of course, I'm not there in California, but I don't think you've ever drifted too far from your physical, you know, maintenance, and if you will. So, but that says a lot, because that's one of those core, I think it's one of those Maslow core, you know, if you're in a hospital bed, you can't go out and you can't sell, you can't be with people, you know. So I really admire and celebrate what you've done. You know, with that, it's always good to see. And that's why I was always poking fun at you in the summertime about shirts and lack of shirt. Come on, man, you got to flaunt that, you know. And because there, so I really, I think you practice what you preach there. And you know, now, like you said, the kind of ebb and flow of life challenges, and then when you enter into relationships, whether it be personal relationships or love relationships or even business relationships, man, that just, boy, just takes things to a whole nother level. You know what I mean? And now you're engaged in this relationship with this other person at whatever capacity that they're in. And having to kind of go with that flow. You and I talked in our pre-production meeting about, having golden egg clients, these longer engagements with the golden egg, which I flourished with those back in 2018. But now I have a bunch of bronze egg clients, you know what I mean? But it's really interesting because, you know, it's, these are shorter engagements, but a little bit more intense, but also you're right. It brings about some more freedom. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not kind of drilled down in a super long commitment. Now, hey, if I was there and the remuneration was there, I'd be there. You know, I'll be there as long as you want. But anyway, so
no, that's a great point. Yeah, Brian. I mean, I think from a business perspective, you know, you have to think about diversification, right? If you were to talk to Jamie Dimon, you know, he would say, "Hey, you know, diversification of your portfolio is important, right?" So think of your business as like a portfolio. That's why you've probably read or have heard of, you know, multiple streams of income and whatnot. To be a successful entrepreneur, business owner by today's standards, you must have multiple streams, because you just can't hedge against the inflow and outflow of the economy. There's too much that's predicated on things that are beyond your control, that are environmental.
Yeah, as a coach or a consultant, particularly.
Yeah, as a coach or consultant, particularly. Apologize. Let me be specific. Yes. So having several clients is very, very important to that. And I also want to add to your point, Bruce, about the moving piece of it, right? Because this is also kind of part of the healing piece. When you do decide to level up, like, for example, you know, one thing I made a conscious decision about recently was that I didn't want to be day-to-day operationally involved in my coaching or consulting practice as I have been. I wanted to level up and I wanted to be more strategic, because truly I am a great strategic advisor. So what does that mean? I am now going to be a executive advisor to my clients, right?
I like that.
You know, as an executive advisor, I focus on strategy. I focus on, you know, kind of the tools and tips and formula in order to get from point A to point B. But the minutiae of the day-to-day, not as much. Sure, do a little bit of training, because in a train-the-trainer model, it's the gift that keeps on giving. But in a model where I'm actually going out and, for example, what I used to do years ago when I was at Cisco, day-to-day or door-to-door sales, not so much anymore. And so that's a conscious decision that I've made. And I'm actually quite excited about it and the changes and the positivity that's going to bring into my life. Probably, you know, weeding out a lot of the complexity I've been dealing with to recent. But in terms of that change, it's, you know, if you think about relational change, right? If you move jobs or you move, you know, relationships or you move physical locations, you know, you got to clean out the old. Actually, you know, because so one of my clients is it's a Persian couple, right? And they run a catering company. And, you know, one of the traditions of the Persian culture for their New Year, which is Nowruz, by the way, is, and it's a different time for basically everyone across the globe. But what I learned from them is they do a process of spring clean. We call it spring cleaning, I think, here in America. They do that spring cleaning first before they're able to move on and say, hey, Happy New Year, right? And so if you think about it, it's in biblical terms, they call it pruning, right? Rick Warren will call it pruning.
Okay.
In order to make room for growth, you have to prune. You can't have a tree that's already overgrown and expect to grow any larger. You have to kind of chop it down a bit in order to, whatever it is, right? Oak trees, you know, pine trees, it doesn't matter. You have to chop it down a bit and say, hey, let's chop it down, you know, kind of not always to the roots, but to something that's manageable that we can then grow from. And that's really important, right? So this can carry over to things like, what do you wear, right? That's why I said, like, I came out here to Texas. I came out here with like one outfit, right? I packed light. And that's a metaphor, but it's also a literal thing you think about. If your closet is already overstuffed with clothes, well, how are you going to make room for new clothes? If your business is already overstuffed with, you know, shit, how are you going to make room for more businesses or for more clients, right? So prune first, and then, you know, obviously taking the next necessary steps and watch, you know, I'm a believer that higher power or God or Allah or whatever you call it, Buddha, whatever power you call to, will then provide at that point in time. As scary as it is, and trust me, it's been a scary process for me, I'm actually a big proponent and believer in that. I don't know if you, Bruce.
I'm Christian, and you know, knowing, you know, where you are in the universe and who created the universe, and but at the same time, you got to do the work. And at the same time, you know, you have to hopefully have wisdom and discernment to know that, in my case, pruning is in order, or some change was in order for me to grow. And I meant, you know, like Michael Port is another guy that talks about, you know, he has a way of booking yourself solid, but, you know, really just trying to,
these velvet rope activities and just engage in those because those are the goal. And it's hard to let go of things that we are comfortable with, but at the same time, they're not as productive and they may be weighing us down. And why the heck are we hanging on to it? You know, just because out of a sense of comfort, is it a day filler? Is it a time filler or whatever? And so if you're really about growth and you're really about, like you said, just growing to the tree or whatever, to your highest highs, you really do have to honor that pruning process, self or otherwise. I think it's a little bit easier when we take matters into our own hands and say, hey, I need to make this change. I need to get rid of this. But it kind of stinks when it comes to us, either a third party prunes us for whatever reason, and we have to make those adjustments and pivot and be nimble. But both of those are gonna facilitate growth in the long run. So I know that I don't want to sound like a broken record, but my mantra against myself is the founder's trap. I know we talked that from our first show, and you identified that, and man, that's kind of my mantra. Like, okay, Bruce, you know, what are you hanging on to? What do you need to delegate? What do you need to get rid of? Constant, it's not necessarily pruning, but a constant reevaluation, like every week, you know. Kind of old school here, live by the sword of the book, you know what I mean? Yeah. But things done, things not done, things to do, things in the middle and in the real time space. So what you're saying, I really like what you're saying. It's kind of interesting, you know, because you and I are decades apart in age, and yet, when these challenges come, man, it's only it cuts down to our human core, you know, of, you know, how we're going to deal with that and how, you know, how we're going to adjust. So I do like the timelessness of, you know, going through what we need to go through to grow.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, it really boils down to a couple things. If your belief in yourself and your why and your purpose, and it's all, by the way, positively motivated and driven, is strong enough, good things will come. As my father has always told me for years, and he drilled into my fucking skull, by the way, but I'm still stubborn, so I still try to do things my own way. You know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best, right? And really what that is, it's a way to center and ground yourself in all of the things that might happen and come about in the world, right? It's quite easy to get too high or too low, but if you can kind of stay even keeled and level headed, or steady handed, as they say, right? I'm using a lot of different metaphors here. You know, good things will come. You know, for example, I think about the relationships in my, you know, life, and one of the things that was a conscious decision recently was to move. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. And for quite some time, for about 10 years, actually, Bruce, I think, I don't know if I quoted it, it was 10 years. For about 10 years, I lived in California in a spot out there in Irvine that was a spot that was basically ridden with toxicity from an ex-relationship.
Right.
Okay. Yep. And because I was comfortable with that, I even brought my new relationship to that toxicity. I basically brought her into that toxicity. And she was, again, because she was a good, patient woman, she put up with it. And she had her own meltdowns throughout that time there at that actual physical location. But I do give her a lot of credit that she actually endured, you know, with me at that location for quite some time. Well, for about 3 years. And we had kind of collectively, we came to a joint agreement that we needed to get the fuck out of there together and go and start our relationship together in a new place, which we moved to it was at the beginning of the month, really, of February. And that's why it's so you know, interesting when you go through these time periods of, hey, am I with someone and I'm not with someone? You just have to have enough confidence in yourself that the path you're on and the place you're going and the purposeful life that you're leading is going to result in good things. And hey, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And I'm actually quite confident if, you know, and I know she's out there somewhere and she may or may not listen to this on, she may be listening live or she may listen to it on recording, that if it's meant to be, you know, I'm confident that you will be making the appropriate changes with your life independent of me, as I will be independent of you, and that self-assured independence will allow us to come together again in a much more effective whole way when we do, if we do. But I'm going to say when we do, because actually I have enough confidence in God and in the universe that this woman and I were meant to be. I have several points to prove it. We got off track at times, but you know what? We were still young, and I believe that we had enough of an awakening and a breaking point that, but also a strong enough love that we will figure it out together. But yeah. Right now, we got to get ourselves well.
Get the mind right, regardless. You know, and it's kind of interesting because in the therapy world, you know, in relationship world, we talk about codependency, you know, and so are we in a relationship that everybody has their appropriate boundaries, or are we codependent? And to me, it's kind of like, well, anybody who's in a committed relationship with another human being is codependent to some degree on that other person. So I'm just like, I cringe when I hear that, you know, in some of these rehabs or whatever. Exactly. Are you a psychopath then if you're not, you know what I mean? So, but gosh, you know, when you go through a season in your life that, or one of those core relationships is in a challenge point, man, it really kind of squeezes you and lets you know what you're really made of inside that orange. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, you know, this is kind of one of those times possibly where, you know, like you said, this is kind of the Chinese symbol, for crisis is challenge and opportunity. And so, you know, and so here, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, man, this is that time to really, you know, self-reflect and to kind of, you know, make some moves and make some overtures. And man, you're talking about some things before the meeting about some other things that you're going to be doing here with executives and possible designations, and I'm excited to see.
I like taken care of, and then you know the big thing of moving up the stack a bit is again, you know, going to more of an executive advisor role. I think is going to help de-stress a lot of things for me, but also for any, you know, relationships that I have as well, because you know being day to day so, you know, intricately involved is just too much. As they say, it's in the wheat. You're in the weeds at that point, right? And that's not really where my gifts are best suited. So I'm really looking forward to those professional changes personally. You know, I've already described some of them to you, but I know that, you know, for example, relationally, you know, like simple things like waking up and you know, first thing when you wake up and first thing when you go to bed, kissing your spouse or your partner or your wife or your girlfriend or whatever that might be, that is something that I'm committed to. And you know, going on a date once a week, at least once a week, like a true date where you like unplug, you know, and you like go and you're present with one another, and you go, maybe you go out to eat or you go to the movies or whatever, but you're present with one another is also something that I'm committed to. And I'm also committed to something else, which is having one day a week, and ideally that day would be Sunday. That's your Sabbath, right? I would really love 2 days, but I know that the Nimmergoods, you know, yeah. I got to work that extra day. I got to work that extra day still. I'm not in retirement yet, but even as a millennial, I think having a Sabbath day is not unrealistic.
When you grab them for two, that's what I was going.
Yeah. You're like, hey, no, you can't have two. No. I mean, yeah. So I think that's something. And these are things that have to be upheld. They have to be really mindful. You know, waking up
and, you know, doing your time at work every day, you know, during the week, that's something I'm committed to. And then having the net, I call it the net time, which will be my time to work on other projects, right? After hours, you know, and then the after hours, after net time, that's the personal time.
Wow.
And guess what? That's a healthy, happy, loving relationship right there. So, you know, for the listeners out there in particular, if, you know, Naomi is listening or does listen to this, I just want you to know that I love you. And I hope you heard everything that I said and that I'm committed to change and I'm in the process of changing. I hope and pray that you are too. And, you know, perhaps one day our paths will meet again. Bruce, I'd like to leave everyone with a couple supplements as well before we sign off here. I know we got about 5 minutes, actually, well, a little less, 4 minutes and 45 seconds here. So supplements to, again, live a happy, healthy, whole life. These are, again, are straight from Mr. Rahul Jackson, or formerly RJ, now Rahul Jackson. Number one, collagen. So collagen is helpful in bone, skin, you know, skin tissue and things of that sort. Glucosamine is supplement number two. Chondroitin is supplement number three. And I'm going to go ahead and spell this one for you because this isn't something that you're going to easily say, oh, I know. Like collagen, I think most people know how to spell. Glucosamine, most people know how to spell. But when I say chondroitin, I don't know that you would know how to spell. So C-H-O-N-D-R-O-I-T-I-N, chondroitin. Number four, MSN. And if you look that up, you'll see all kinds of reports on the effects and importance of MSN as a supplement in your life. And number five, glutamine. Like your gluteus maximus, but glutamine. So if you have those things, if you follow those wellness secrets, you will live a happy, healthy, whole life. I know we're kind of running up on, I don't know if Bruce, you wanted to add any of your tips, tricks, and secrets for our listeners out there.
No, I think, you know, going, you know, again, that relationship, you know, your spiritual walk is very important. And then, you know, your body is your temple. I mean, you really need to, you know, do what you can with your body and your health so that, right, so that you can walk through life and have this walk or sanctified walk to honor God and do the best you can do, you know. And and so I know that's an area that I have a little bit a good bit of work to do on that physical side, so, you know, I'm really in line with what you're saying there. It's always good to, and just some, like you said, just with the, you know, exhaling and then, you know, body position. Again, you know, got some nicer chairs over there with, like you said, the hardwood floors, and made some other alterations in my gestalt here. Thank you very much. I had to get that in there. no, you know, into the workspace. So, so yeah, things are good, and we'll go ahead and start.
I'll go ahead and bring us home. You know, so listen, a lot that was covered today, you know, by Bruce and I. You know, again, just to review, let me distill it down to some of the most succinct things for you. Again, if you were taking notes, great. This will be a review for you. If you weren't taking notes, please write these down. Listen to the podcast. Mind wellness secrets, mind right, core, body position, inhale, exhale, squeeze. There's six of them. Supplements, collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, MSN, and glutamine. And, you know, if you listen to my story, you know I've added a lot of color commentary in here that it was extremely important. You know, Bruce's tips, by the way, make sure you get your accreditations and avoid the founder's trap. I took that. That was kind of pre-call stuff. And then, you know, Bruce, since you normally take us home, I'm going to go ahead and take us home today.
Shake it up. Go ahead.
So that's Justin and Bruce with another great show here on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Next week, we have another exciting show for you at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have any questions, concerns, or want to reach out about anything from today's show or otherwise regarding your coaching needs, you can find our information, us, at...
Our Facebook, Concierge Coaches, The Concierge Coaches on Instagram and LinkedIn. And I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Justin, how can folks reach you?
Folks can reach me at nimmergood.com. Thank you so much, everyone. It's been wonderful. It's been fun. I hope you learned a lot. And we look forward to seeing you and talking to you, training you, and teaching you again next week here on the Concierge Coach Show on LA Talk Radio. Have a blessed day, everyone. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.